This is Matthew Grant. We're here with Andrew Lee, Chief Research Officer at ESET, a global provider of security software for enterprises and consumers. We're going to be talking about the growing problem of malware. Andrew, how big is the problem of malware?
That's an interesting question. It's kind of a how long is a piece of string thing. I don't think anyone really knows just how big it is. The one thing that we can really say is that it's increased hugely over the last few years. And in the early days of viruses and malware, people were kind of aware that they were out there. But what we didn't really see was huge amounts of people necessarily being hit by them initially. And then as the advent of things like mass mailers came along, a lot more people were being hit. But really, the incidences were still fairly rare. And most of the things were actually written, by hobbyist writers or by disaffected teenagers or whatever their motivation might be. But what we've really seen in the last couple of years is the explosion of criminal exploitation of malware, if you like. So these people who write the current malware that's out there, the current malicious software that's being spread around the internet all the time, are people who are actually using it for fraudulent purposes, for using it for sending spam or for perpetrating crime through the medium of the internet.
Now, what's the most significant problem that small and medium-sized businesses encounter from malware?
Well, I think one of the really big issues for a small business is that they, or a medium business, they don't necessarily have the resources and the funding to be able to employ kind of a full-time security expert to be able to run all their security systems, but they are aware that they have to have these systems in place. So what they do is try and put in the technology that they think will be able to protect them against the problem. But the problem is that the solutions that are out there, a lot of the current solutions particularly, don't really fill the gaps that are left by some of the modern malware. And a lot of the modern malware that we're seeing now is actually exploiting vulnerabilities in software. It's using kind of zero-day attacks, if you like, to spread itself around. And some of the traditional products aren't really adequate to the task. Most of them are still reliant on signature-based technology. That is, they have to actually be able to identify something after the fact rather than being able to proactively prevent it.
You talked about zero-day threats, but how would a product actually protect against this problem?
Well, it's actually a really, really hard problem. There's actually very, very few products that are able to protect adequately against zero-day threats. And really what a zero-day threat is, I should probably explain a bit more. Really, a zero-day threat is when there's an exploit of a vulnerability is brought out before there's any patch available for that vulnerability, or a previously unknown vulnerability in some cases. And we saw just a few days ago, we saw the case where a vulnerability was discovered in Microsoft Word, but it was discovered not because somebody had reported it to Microsoft, but it was discovered because somebody actually exploited it with a new piece of malware.
So how does ESET's zero-day threat protection differ from other antivirus providers?
Well, the thing that we try and focus on is not so much on the signature technology, although we do have that. We are focused much more on proactively trying to prevent these threats affecting the system in the first place. And there's, of course, a lot of buzz and a lot of talk about people saying that they've got heuristics or they've got this proactive prevention and the other. So really what I think is important is to be able to understand what is different. So with ESET's solution, what we're actually trying to do is, if you think of it like being a virtual virus researcher actually sat on your machine and actually doing the same kind of things that a virus analyst would do when he gets the new piece of code in. So when we receive a new piece of code in the lab, basically what we're trying to do is find out what it does. So we first of all we'll take a look at the file. If it's maybe it's packed or encrypted, we'll remove that. We'll take that off so we'll actually see what the file is doing underneath. And then we'll be able to decide, well, are these malicious actions that it's taking should be something that we're doing and something about. And then we might create something that would be able to identify that and release a signature for it. So that's the kind of traditional way of doing it. Now, the problem with releasing signatures is that it takes a lot of time to do that. And with the way that the threat spreads so rapidly now, the actual time that it takes you to create a signature and release it to your customer for them to be able to download and update their system is far too long to really be able to protect them adequately. So what we've done is we've taken that and turned it around and thought, well, okay, well, let's put that knowledge inside the program itself so the program can actually work out for itself what things are malicious, and it's able to actually block them based on its kind of its knowledge and its decisions about what things are bad, if you like. So what we can then do is prevent these things being infecting the system before we have, you know, before they get affected. Whereas we very often with an update-based system, you're actually just downloading the updates only to find out that something bad happened. Well, what we're trying to do is to prevent the threats getting onto the system by blocking them proactively, by being able to tell what's going on inside that file.
I understand that your company is located in both the U.S. and Slovakia. How has being based in Slovakia influenced product development or the company in general?
Well, the company was actually, it was originally a Slovakian company and still is. Development is still done in Slovakia now. The company was founded in 1992 after the fall of communism, but actually the product, the first prototypes of the product were made in around 1987. So it's actually one of the original antivirus companies that was ever set up. And so the product and the developers has a long sort of history behind of knowing the types of threats they're dealing with and knowing the technology very well and being able to develop very strong solutions against the kind of threats that are out there.
Andrew Lee, Chief Research Officer at ESET, talking about the changing face of malware.